A big ginger cat just sent all the birds into panic. It didn't see me as it climbed my neighbour's fence to the top. I could spot it through the bare trees. Sent everything into a panic. I hate cats wandering round other people's gardens. I actually like cats, but they shouldn't be in other folks' gardens. Anyway, I'm not going down that road this morning. It is Thursday, the 29th of December, 10:30 a.m. We had a long lie in bed till about 9:30 this morning, so around about 11 hours in bed, and slept pretty much all of that 11 hours, give or take. So a great sleep. The night before, we had a long lie as well, but I had a bit of issues with mild restless legs, and it was, I don't know what caused it. We had walked several miles between walking through Glasgow and walking around the town in the evening when I got home, but I had the wrong shoes on for those walks. It's just the way it was. So when I got back, my knees did feel a bit warm and my feet a bit sore. And I had that warm, burning sensation in my knees before I went to bed. So, well, anyway, it wasn't too bad, but it was enough to annoy me for quite a bit. So thankfully, I went to bed last night praying that everyone would be fine. And it was, absolutely no issues. Off, like, gone, completely to sleep. It's like a thing. So, and I'm putting that down to the different type of exercise I did yesterday, because I got out on a bike yesterday for a good 22 and a half miles. But up through, it's a favourite run of mine, actually, around what's called the Black Loch. And it sits atop a hill. It's beautiful. But it's to get there, well, the route I take, I go anti-clockwise. The route I take is quite long, drags, inclines and hills to get to that. It's not super, super high, but for me, my age and my fitness level, yeah, it's a tough one, but I thoroughly enjoy it. And there's one bit, right before you get to the... No, it's just as you leave the Black Loch, sorry, at Limerick. There's a long drag uphill. It's not serious gradient at all, but it's over the moors, and it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful to be up here. Peace and quiet, the wind blowing, magical. And it's one of the few long incline drag uphills that I actually love to ride. Something magical about it. You just forget that you're going uphill. But anyway, I put my good sleep down to burning off energy and getting out in the fresh air and spinning legs rather than walking legs. Back to the old, my theory on cycling. So anyway, it's been a bit of a blur. Christmas, Boxing Day. Boxing Day, which was absolutely horrendous weather-wise. Shocking. Shocking. Tremendous winds and driving rain and, oh goodness, what a day. But we've managed to get out every day. We've went different places just for a run, for a wee bit shopping. Not shopping for in particular, just getting out of the house more than anything. And getting out walks in the evening. So it's been good. It's amazing how time flies. I mean, Christmas Day, 25th, we're now on the 29th. I'm having to rest my cup in my left arm again because my right hand took a bit of a battering on that last job I'd done up at Andrew's farm. Lots of ladder work, moving ladders about and all kinds of other stuff. And since then, this hand has been particularly sore. Oh, you know, all over, the knuckle joints and the, I don't know what you call that part, down the edge of your palm. That, in particular, has been sore. So even holding my mug of tea for just that short length of time has brought a lot of pain. Oh, I need to get something done about that. One day caused all that. But anyway, we will survive. So, New Year next, not far away. As I said, we've been busy getting out and about, even on Christmas Day. But today we're having, I wouldn't say it would be a lazy day, having a day at home today, because I've got lots of stuff to tidy up the attic, you know, your Christmas boxes and decorations, and Mary's going to take down everything in the living room today. Yes, doesn't wait till 12th day now, or 12th, is it 12th night, 12th day, I can't remember. Anyway, and I suspect she'll drop a hint for me to take the big tree down in the conservatory tomorrow. Anyway. Yes. So, it won't be a lazy day, but it'll be a productive day, I suppose. Can you call dismantling something productive? Yes, I suppose you can. Yeah. So this morning I'm feeling good, having had a great sleep, an absolutely wonderful sleep last night. It's mild this morning. It's not cold, in other words, it's first time of year. It's grey skies again. We've had masses of grey skies, to be honest. It's just been so much greyness, which in itself is depressing, you know. If you get a decent spell of sunshine, even if it's not particularly, you know, it's not warm, it's cold, but it's the sun itself is a healer. Seeing it, in other words, just even seeing the sun for 2 or 3 hours during the day, it's enough to brighten people's moods and feelings. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 magpies right in the top of the Bickley Landy tree. No, I think actually now there's more, because there's some on the other side. I'm just making out. 6. May actually be about 9 or 10 in total. Beautiful birds. When you see them like that, you know. Ah, a crow just came along. Big crow came in and hunted them all, bar 2 defiant ones, but the crow's after them. They're trying to be defiant at the extremes of the branches now. That crow's got his mind on them. He's got it. I love to see that. As I said, they're beautiful birds, but they are absolute killers. I guess the crow came in and said, "Oh yeah, he's after them all. Wow." 3 or 4 came back there, but as soon as he saw that, he just decided to go right round and hunt every one of them. Jeez, that was really, really nice to see that big crow just saying, "Hey, my tree, off you go." See, now he's declaring his territory. Ah, nature's wonderful. Yes, it's wonderful to see. I'm looking forward to spring. To hear all the dawn chorus and hopefully beautiful sunrises and the new growth through. It wouldn't surprise me if I got new growth just now coming up through the ground. Adrian makes it Turbo Stream down there in Birmingham. He's got plants and flower, shrubs and flower that I have, and they've not been in flower for weeks and weeks and weeks yet, you know, so just shows you the difference. But I'm looking forward to spring. It's such a magical time of the year.